WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The president of Ukraine was at the White House Friday meeting with President Trump.
It was President Zelensky's third meeting with the president since January. It came one day after the president's phone call with Russian President Putin. Trump says it would be best if the three of them could get together in person.
Three presidents, and I'm the mediator president. And I'm mediating, not an easy situation.
President Zelensky says the U.S. role is critical.
Bilateral security guarantees between me and President Trump is very important.
Because, he said, the United States is very strong. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
President Trump will meet with Russia's President Putin in Budapest in about 2 weeks, he says. A balcony collapsed at an apartment building in Cincinnati's Coryville area tonight, sending people, one very seriously injured, to hospitals. Cincinnati Fire Chief Frank McKinley.
There was a collapse of a balcony from a third story, and so multiple individuals were taken to the hospital, one in critical condition. And so we're continuing to conduct an ongoing investigation to determine the cause of the collapse.
It's believed it happened as students who had just taken an exam were celebrating. President Trump has sprung one of his most vocal supporters out from behind bars, BBC's Chris Barrow reports.
President Trump has commuted the sentence of the disgraced New York Congressman George Santos, who was convicted of fraud and identity theft. Writing on social media, Mr. Trump said the former Republican politician, who was sentenced to an 87-month jail term in April, would be released from prison immediately.
A Trump foe, his former National Security Advisor John Bolton, entered his no-guilty plea in federal court Friday, charged with mishandling classified information. Correspondent Nicole Skanga.
Prosecutors in the indictment say that Bolton created almost a diary-like record that, according to the indictment, he had transcribed some handwritten notes from secure meetings within the White House.
The U.S. military struck another boat in the Caribbean Sea on Thursday, its sixth, and now CBS News has learned there were two survivors. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is following that.
Unlike previous strikes, which killed everyone on board, two individuals survived the Thursday attack and are now being held on one of eight Navy warships in the region, part of a large military footprint that includes 10,000 troops. Holding the two men presents legal challenges for the administration.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are heading to the World Series. Shohei Ohtani hit three mammoth home runs and pitched scoreless two-hit balls into the seventh inning. All this as the Dodgers swept the Milwaukee Brewers out of the NL Championship Series with a 5-1 victory in Game 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer.
Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
A nonsensical internet meme is setting off a frenzy in some classrooms.
Some date it back to a rap song last year, but the 6-7 meme took off this year in a viral video. With a boy's frantic 6-7 cry with hand motions. Now at school.
6-7!
From counting in kindergarten to middle school math, kids react. One Texas teacher tells the Wall Street Journal it's like throwing catnip at cats. It even got treatment on TV's South Park.
You want to know what time I woke up this morning?
What time?
Around 6-7!
6-7!
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
OpenAI has announced that ChatGPT will soon engage in, quote, erotica for verified adults. The company says it's allowing more freedom for adults while setting limits for teens. Company owner Sam Altman says OpenAI, quote, isn't the moral police. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, a few showers and storms around, and a low close to 60. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, maybe a stray shower, a high near 70. Storm chances continue tomorrow night, wrapping up in the first half of Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when you can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
And she makes the 8500 look like a Roman chariot face.
Look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun.
Fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you
through.
You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
Come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Now you shouldn't
lie. And we'll have
fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy
took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
show. So come on, hold me tight.
WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
WRJN.
Your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
What they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps. Don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up. Yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all form a spoonful.
Why?
you're just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh, disgusted, ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it, we knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat smart.
The deep vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality. I can't get no.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Style that shows me
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Else could ever do. I've waited so long.
Senorita, senorita, waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
and wine. They say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, a silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Ukraine's President Zelensky traveled to Washington for a meeting with President Trump Friday, hoping to get to be allowed to get Tomahawk missiles to use against Russia. Correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us how that went.
Zelensky told reporters that he and President Trump agreed not to talk about the missiles further in public to avoid escalating the situation. And President Trump has been dangling the possibility of sending these missiles for months, but it appears he hasn't yet made up his mind.
Former Republican Congressman George Santos was released from a New Jersey federal prison about 4 hours ago after President Trump commuted his sentence. More from CBS's John Dickerson.
The disgraced Republican was sentenced in April to 7 years after pleading guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Santos, now 37, was expelled from Congress in a bipartisan vote nearly 2 years ago.
Santos served 3 months of that 7-year sentence. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton appeared in federal court Friday under indictment for allegedly mishandling classified material. Correspondent Stacy Lynn reports.
At a Greenbelt, Maryland courthouse, Bolton pleaded not guilty to 18 counts of transmitting or retaining national defense information. If convicted, the charges each carry a maximum 10-year prison sentence. The judge did not set a trial date yet.
One person has life-threatening injuries after a 20-foot-high balcony full of college students collapsed in Cincinnati this past evening. Five others have serious injuries. Britain's Prince Andrew is losing most of his royal status, as we hear from the BBC's Chris Barrow.
King Charles's brother Andrew says he'll stop